From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Every day in Nashville, hundreds of musicians sign time cards and put in 9-hour days in recording studios for whoever's paying the bill. Just as surely as accounting or bricklaying, making commercial music is still work, hard work, which is why most pros spend some of their off hours playing with bands that remind them why they started playing music in the first place. Craig Havockhurst of member station WPLN has this profile of one such band, the Time Jumpers.
The Station Inn in Nashville might be the most famous bluegrass club in the world. Its neon beer signs illuminate vintage posters for shows by the likes of Ralph Stanley, the Osborne Brothers, and Mack Wiseman. But on Mondays for the past 10 years, the club has sounded more like Texas than Tennessee. If this were Texas, the floor would fill with two-steppers, but Nashville audiences are more inclined to close listening. So close that the front row could reach out and touch the lizard skin boots on fiddler Kenny Sears.
There's 11 of us on a stage that should accommodate 5 or 6.
Sears, a sideman for classic country artists such as Mel Tillis and Ray Price, says during his typical live gigs, he's on giant stages, far apart from his fellow musicians. The Time Jumpers, he says, draw their energy from intimacy.
Even when we play the Opry on a big stage, we bunch up together in the middle like a bluegrass band because it's just much more fun to play that way.
The Grand Ole Opry is where the Time Jumpers were born. Band members and Opry stars passed time between sets, playing Western swing tunes in Dressing Room 6. A tentative Monday night residency at the Station Inn took root, and a more formalized lineup started looking forward to the shows as the highlight of their week.
If you look at the way our business is now, this so-called country music business, we're about as anti-that as you can get.
Joe Spivey, a recording studio owner and a member of the three-man fiddle section, says the Time Jumpers draw a crowd that values the group's attentiveness to one another and to genuine musicianship.
That's one of the most joyful things about this band. Everybody is so conscientious. I mean, you'll notice when somebody's playing solos, everybody's doing whatever they can do to make that soloist sound as good as they can.
Those musicians are about as good as they come. Bass player Dennis Crouch just finished a tour with Alison Krauss and Robert Plant. Paul Franklin is the most recorded pedal steel guitarist working today. And seated in back, strumming a big archtop rhythm guitar, the way Freddie Green used to for Count Basie's orchestra, is none other than Ranger Doug Green, frontman of the Grammy-winning cowboy band Riders in the Sky.
This is my therapy, my relaxation. This is when I get together with the people I really like and play music I really love, and I don't have to front the band, and I don't have to remember jokes and make up the set list and drive 500 miles. I just get to show up and play with people I respect enormously, and it's just inspiring.
The lines between country music and jazz were blurry decades ago when Bob Wills and Spade Cooley built the Western swing sound around fiddles, guitars, and driving big band rhythm sections. In Nashville, such session pickers and producers as Hank Garland, Chet Atkins, and Owen Bradley were jazzmen when not making hillbilly records. So the Time Jumpers aren't out to break new ground. They're just an increasingly rare example of a band dedicated to group interpretation of classic American songs.
Now I don't buy sugar. You're my sugar, and it's oh so sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, it seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, you're my honeysuckle rose.
That's Carolyn Martin. She says the Western swing repertoire and its focus on improvisation is something she appreciates from having grown up in Texas.
You have the freedom to go out on a limb just like the musicians do. And you know that they're going to be right behind you. Nobody's going to let you drop. It's heaven for a vocalist. It's a perfect situation.
Martin shares lead vocal duties with Dawn Sears, wife of Kenny, the fiddle player. Dawn discovered what's become her signature song when she was a recording artist in the 1990s. Her two record labels never would let her cut Sweet Memories by Mickey Newberry, but her performance of the ballad earned the band one of two Grammy nominations last year.
My world is like a river. The past rolls in, and it gathers all my sleep.
That recording proved bittersweet because it captured one of the last performances by the band's longtime steel guitarist, John Huey. A veteran sideman for Conway Twitty, Vince Gill, and Loretta Lynn, Huey died just after the live CD and DVD was released. His protege, Paul Franklin, a veteran of hundreds of hit album recording sessions, stepped in.
They could have anybody in this band. I don't think there's a steel guitarist in town that wouldn't jump at this gig. So I was very honored, you know, that they asked me. And for me, it's such a step away from what I do on a day-to-day basis. Like today, I just did a project that was more like Matchbox 20, you know, than country. And then to come down here, it's just such a nice change of pace.
The Station Inn audience doesn't hold back. They cajole the players and ring the bell by the bar for a particularly good performance. Some are old enough to have lived through the golden age of Western swing, but there are also college students who sing along with songs decades older than themselves. Celebrity musicians Robert Plant, Nora Jones, Jack White, and Bonnie Raitt have all gone out of their way to catch a Time Jumper show.
To me, the beauty of music is the unspoken communication.
Lead guitarist Andy Reese says the band's aim is not a retro experience or a revival of Western swing. Rather, they see the genre as an ideal vehicle for exploring a state of pure creative communion.
When your ears are wide open, your heart's wide open, you're not even really thinking, you're listening, you're part of something, and everybody is doing that. When that happens, it's pure magic. And as a musician yourself, you know how rare that is.
For these 11 musicians, at least it's no more rare than once a week. For NPR News, I'm Craig Habekirst in Nashville.
And you can hear more music from the Time Jumpers at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.